Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 ladies and gentlemen. Your host, Vaughn Robert. Welcome to One in the Spirit. It's been a long time since I left you without a little knowledge to kick to, I don't know how that song actually goes, man. How you guys doing today? Happy Valentine's Day to all the lovers and all that kind of stuff. Y'all know me, I'm single, so don't, you know, it's all good in the hood would be. That said, ladies and gentlemen, happy Sunday. Welcome to One in the Spirit. Real quick, I know this has been a little bit. It's not what I'm normally used to when I have to take a break from you guys. But last time I did a show was Friday before last. Now, I did wake up, ladies and gentlemen, a little earlier. And I was about to do the show when I normally do, which would have been 2 hours ago at 11 a.m. That said, I got up Friday for that matter. And I was about to do a show at 11 o'clock. Normally I had been doing it for a couple of hours early. And that didn't work out. It's fast Friday. I had the time, but I just didn't do it. But you know what? I'm going to make this disclaimer for you, though. You know, I always tell you guys, this is a show where you're the cause, I'm the effect. So I'm not just going to do a show for the sake of doing numbers or just for the sake of talking. I do like to run my mouth. This is a true statement. But I'm not just going to be talking about something. If I'm not feeling it like that, I'm not doing it. And that's just it. You know what I'm saying? That said, ladies and gentlemen, ouch, that hurt. At 11 o'clock when I was thinking about doing the show early, about 2 hours ago, I didn't have anything. I'm not going to do the show just for the sake of doing it. Now, again, though, since that time, I've actually come up something, you know, been imprinted in me, you know, to talk about. Again, this is a show, but I don't just get on there just for the sake of doing it. I got so many shows, and I do honestly do this show to be a service. You know, if one seeks to be great or do something great, one should honestly seek to be of service. Now, this is something I actually love doing. You know what I'm saying? Not necessarily the show, which I do love doing the show. I do love being a talk show host. Now, that said, excuse me. That said, I love the stuff that I talk about, law of attraction, the stuff I talk about on the Friday shows, which, again, I got to that point where I wasn't going to call it the Friday Night Hangout anymore. Pretty much 99% sure of that. Not 100, but, you know, that said, you know, the stuff I do talk about on that I do love to do. So, I do love to talk about, you know, something about this Sunday show, the law of attraction. That's actually something that I feel I don't technically really need to. It's not something I necessarily technically really need to actually study. I mean, I've actually lived it over, what is this, the last 6-7 years since I came across it. You know, I'm like most everybody else that I know of who came across the law of attraction, and that's through The Secret, which, of course, as you know how I always say it, is not a secret. The secret is that you were doing it at every measurable increment of time, so that's all that it comes to, basically. So, that said, ladies and gentlemen, what I'm going to talk about today, I actually came across in bits and pieces, but it all came together for me when I was doing a little bit of studying, you know, while I'm hitting that lick. You know, I don't got a job, I hit licks, man. And I'm hitting some things. And it came together for me in a Bashar video where it actually, you know, everything was in peace, you know, because, you know, I've done this show, what I'm about to do right now, in bits and pieces over the last three or four months or so on Sundays. We talk about desire, what it is you actually want, things that they're having a picture. I just came across something that'll put it in seven, that'll put it in all in place for you. But you know what the thing is? Again, the secret is not a secret. You actually are doing the law of attraction. The law of attraction is an extension of you, basically. And really, to put it in, if you know what you're doing. Now, the reason why this particular show is important to me, because it's something that I do. You know what I'm saying? And you know me, I love to use myself as the example in doing these types of things. So, yeah, I'm glad to do it because, you know, to be honest with you, you don't really know. You know what I'm saying? That what it is you're doing till you actually know what it is you're doing. You're doing something. You just don't really realize what you're doing. It's like being it's like sleepwalking, if you would. You know what I'm saying? And it's really weird how it goes because your life will tell you certain things. If you understand that life is a reflection of you, and it's not necessarily that, you know, it's kind of like a two-edged sword, if you would, talking about something. You might be saying some stuff to the effect like, yo, you know, I need to support, you know, the life that actually, or life supports me, or are you supporting the life of the reality that's actually manifesting to you? This is actually that kind of that chicken and the egg type of deal that's actually coming about, because technically, yes, life is reflecting to you what you're actually giving it. You know what I'm saying? But you can actually become, you know, conscious of this and start having life reflect to you what you want. Now, I don't want to call it guilty of it, because it's just doing what it's actually doing. It is actually not. What's the word I'm looking for? It's right on the tip of my tongue. It's like the word I'm looking for has to do with. It's neither here nor there. I can't find that word. That word is right there. It's like it's saying it doesn't. I don't want to say it doesn't care either way. It's going to do what it's going to do. The choice is, you know, and like I always say, you're the sum of the choices. We are the sum of the choices that we make. Excuse me. All the time. So, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it's like, whatever choice you're making, that's what's going to reflect back to you. Not like it's, you know, it's like I spoke about it a few times. We started talking about the conscious mind and the subconscious mind, and how the subconscious mind is what manifests your reality. But even though it manifests your reality, it doesn't ask you. This is what you want to do. It's going to be according to what you accept as belief. And we'll get into that a little bit today. And the seven steps of manifestation, of manifesting what you want. Now, the thing is, again, you get what it is you always, you get what it is you think about the most, what you focus on the most. You get those things. You see me? You get all of those things. It's no, you know, that was a mistake, and I'm gonna, no, that's not how that goes. Feel me? You get whatever it is you focus on. It's just that simple. Now, the caveat being, do you know what it is that you're actually focusing on? It's what it basically boils down to. You know what I'm saying? So, right now, what I'm gonna do is attempt to. I'm not going to attempt to do it. I'm going to do this thing. You know, we don't try. We do. I mean, look. Firstly, you know, we talked about this a little bit. What are the seven steps? Go into them a little bit, and then I'm gonna let you and leave it for your consideration. I mean, this is what you want to do. Now, I'll tell you this. I will tell you this before I start. I'm actually living what I'm about to tell you about right now. Though I'm not all the way conscious of it, I put it into effect and then try to do something else. But what it is I put into effect, it must have been more in line with my home frequency. You know, I talked to you guys about, you know, I've spent a little bit over a month since I moved recently. It's been a little bit over a month since I moved, and I'm living by myself now. You know, again, it's not a knock against anybody else, but I really wanted to be by myself to do the things that I wanted to do. Because I was living around people who weren't about what I was about. I mean, you're about what you're about. People are going to be what they're about. It's just the reality of it. That said, I mean, people are going to be about what they're about, but they weren't really about what I needed peace to do what I was doing. And really, this just hit me yesterday. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going through some things. I'm like, you know, I'm actually in another arena, but I actually have a desire to do something else. That thing I actually put in motion, and it was damn near a year ago that I actually put this into motion. And this is where one might learn that, like, you need to get out of your own way. You feel what I'm saying? You need to get out of your own way. And that's basically it. You know what I'm saying? Everything I'm about to tell you, you know, my thing was, and I've been trying to do this for a couple of years now, to be honest with you. When I finally decided that I was going to do what I'm doing, what I'm about to tell you about right now, when I'm finally about to do what I'm about to tell you about right now, which really, to be honest with you, I always wanted to write. I've had this desire to get it out. Now, I've known I'm a good writer. I can put some sentences together. But honestly, I've never written anything to this effect. I've started a couple of books, you know, but I don't know what those steps are. Now, I am smart enough to know that those things, whatever need, if it's your truest desire, this is what you actually want to do. If you actually focus enough on it, those things will take care of themselves. If you ever listen to the show, you already know I know this. I mean, I'm talking about living. I know they're talking about just living or a book, reading a book or something of this nature, anything of this nature like this. What I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, is this. Everything that was the one thing I actually put into effect, because, you know, you start to thinking about stuff, it's like having a Christmas list. You know what I'm saying? I remember one time I was a kid, you know, you'd be watching TV throughout the year, it'd be like, in August, September, October, then it starts come time to get close to Christmas shopping, and then all of a sudden your parents come to you and say, all right, here's your Christmas list, so we're about to go Christmas shopping right now, blah, 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 blah. All of a sudden you get the brain cramp. It's kind of like that. I saw this when I actually really first, not to be honest with you, the law of attraction was not technically for me the first thing that, I mean, I didn't necessarily first get onto it with the secret. Actually, think about it, I was in an Orthodox church called Lighthouse Community Church, and the pastor gave us a book called The Rich Man Who Ever Lived by Stephen K. Scott, and that actually started me on that too. But what it was talking about writing down what it is you actually want. I remember looking at grown people that, like, they were like, didn't know what it is they wanted. It's like, whoa. And I'm like, be honest with you, I didn't necessarily know, you know what I'm saying? what it is I wanted, I kind of had an idea of what direction I would actually go, which happened to be at that time network marketing. I had, you know, experience with that. But I can touch certain books and hold them in my hand, and then like the book is reading itself to me. Something to that nature. But, you know, that story in of itself, oh my God, is really a reason I'm sitting here talking to you right now. But the writing thing, that was something that really, I actually learned to dream again. You know what I'm saying? What you could do, the magic you can do with a pen. But again, I don't know anything about it too much as far as writing goes. And to be honest with you, the way it manifested to me, you know, writing, I'm actually in the process of writing and reading, learning how to actually do certain ways of writing right now. And it's actually something that will get me, it's something that will actually get me to a point where I can stop hitting that lick and I can spend more time on doing what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, what I'm telling you is I put that into action almost 11 months ago. I'm a little bit more than a mile from where I actually did it at. You know what I'm saying? The way things actually manifested over this particular year is like, whoa. You know, actually, the funny thing is I just now figured it out. What I'm looking at, what I did. You feel what I'm saying? And it's like, whoa. So why am I doing something else? But anyway, that's a whole other conversation. What I'm going to talk to you about is these seven steps real quick about that. I just let you know, if you take a look at your life, you'll probably see that, yo, I put some stuff in the light, and you start to see why things are manifesting the way they're actually manifesting in your life. You know what I'm saying? Once you start detaching from the ego and from what other people think you should be doing, you paying attention to everybody else except yourself. You feel what I'm saying? So let me go over these seven steps real quick. The seven steps to manifestation is, first, you have to have a vision, or you have to have something to actually put on to manifest. In other words, you have to have some kind of something sharp, something carved out to actually where you can be talking about something, and it'll be saying to you, this is what I want, and it'll have something, the universe will have something to actually manifest. You see what I'm saying? You either actually manifest something or something, but somebody's manifesting something for you. You either do what you want to, or you wind up doing what somebody else wants you to, because it all goes to the good. You see what I'm saying? So, hey, that's the short of that one. Now, the second one is desire. Number two step is desire, or a strong desire or emotion. See, this is the kicker right here, emotion. The thing is, remember I was talking about a few months ago, I was talking about how what you believe, what you clinged on to, what you focused on to, whether or not you wanted to do it or not. This is why if you focus on what you want or what you don't want, this is what, no matter whatever you're focusing on the most, this is why this manifests in your life. You feel what I'm saying? And this is why this is. And this is why this is because strong desire, whether or not you're focused on it consciously or unconsciously, it's actually, you understand now that everything that you see, you smell, you taste, you hear, you can physically feel, are nothing more than tools of interpretation of what's going on without you. See, that's why in Scripture, in that first verse in Genesis, the earth was void and without form. And then God said, boom, boom, boom. That's why it was a form there done. All of this out here is molding on a conscious level, but when you become conscious on a group conscious level. Now, once you become conscious on an individual level, this is when you start to, you know, wake up from the soup, where the cream starts to rise to the top, if you will. When you start to not just being, I was watching a little earlier today. I was watching something on Dominique Wilkins and how he came up through high school and college and you know the people once he went through once he decided he wanted to leave North Carolina, which he wasn't from. He just moved down there with his grandparents so he could play college, not college, but high school ball. Became a star there, and then he decided he wanted to go to Georgia to play college ball. Then people started, you know, throwing rocks and stuff, giving his family death threats. See, that's the people, when you're in the, you know, just part of the, call it the Pharisees, you know how in Jesus' time, you know, it says the world was made by him, but the world knew him not. Then you start to come to that Christ or that consciousness level where you're getting away from what most everybody else thinks. You see what I'm saying? And that's when you start running into that, what one might call resistance, if you would. It's coming from within you anyway, because it's all one and the same anyway, all the interconnectedness of all things. These things have a reason for doing what they do. What they are, you know, we'll figure out as we go along. You know what I'm saying? But they do what they do. You see what I'm saying? But when you start to come to that point where you're waking up, you see what I'm saying? Now, come consciously. When you become consciously open to start doing what you want to do, now you start to say, what is your desire? Most people, when they first got onto the secret, everybody, you know, writing out that blank check, $5,000, $10,000, and really realizing that your life is not really realizing that your life is really perfect in the sense that it already is. You feel what I'm saying? Most people started wanting stuff that they think they wanted, not really realizing that their higher self kept you away from a certain thing, but not necessarily that because it was bad for you. More than anything, because we weren't ready for it mentally, if you would. That's what happens. You see a lot of things, like a lot of, this is a perfect example. People win the lottery. All of a sudden they broke. 3, 4, 5 years down, and in debt. You know, won $13, $14 million. Next thing you know, I can't fathom that. But again, though, there's a reason most people don't sell to that. And even not necessarily just the lottery. You feel what I'm saying? Not necessarily just the lottery. It might be something that most people, you know, you might have been like a singer or a pro athlete or something to this effect. Not everybody is well suited for that. Happy. Anyway, number three is belief. Oftentimes, for the most part, we say we want things. Firstly, you don't even have the desire for it. So therefore, if you don't have the desire for it, then how can you actually have the belief that you can get it? You feel what I'm saying? So, do you believe that you can actually do? Now, I am the test subject here. I'm gonna say guinea pig. I'm not gonna go that route by myself. Do you believe? You see, this is why people do. We believe on jobs. You see what I'm saying? We believe on things that. We believe things that, you know, we believe things that making somebody else's dream comes true. But do we believe that we deserve to have our, you know, do we believe we deserve to have our dreams come true? You know what I'm saying? I remember I was watching some stuff on Facebook, and I would see some of the young folk who I still guard for, and when I worked at the security guard at school, and they're grown ups now, and they would be doing things. I mean, I'm not that dude where I'm saying whatever you do is what you do. Whatever you do is what you're going to get. What I'm basically saying. But at the same token, ladies and gentlemen, I'm saying, if that's something you dreamed about or you dream about, say a check. You feel what I'm saying? You just simply dream about a check that job is going to bring. Or, you know, are we so to that point where it's like the, how do you teach a flea to stop jumping? You put a glass over its head. You know, it can't see it, so it's going to jump. It's going to keep on hitting its head. After a while, the flea simply thinks that it's jumping. Think that as high as it goes. Even when you remove that glass, that's as high as that flea will jump. That's what I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen. So your belief, what do you actually believe you can do? Do you even know what it is you can do? You know what I'm saying? Why is it that you even believe what it is you believe? You feel me? Why do you believe what it is you believe? Do you know why you believe what it is you believe? That's a good question right there. You know what I'm saying? Why is it that you believe? It really, for the stuff that I talk on this show, I technically speaking, I live a little bit below my means, if you would. Makes a lot of sense when you get down to it, if I was to break that down to you. But see, the thing is, I believe simply this. You know what I'm saying? Now, actually, let me break it down to you like this, and this is how this came to me. Personally, I'm thankful for what I have. Like I was just saying earlier, I'm thankful for what it is that I do actually have. You know what I'm saying? I have a lick, excuse me. I have one of those. But, you know, it allows me to do what I'm doing right now. What I really want to do is have space to create how it is I want to create. You know what I'm saying? All the rest of that, I'm like, you know what, everybody's saying this, I'm like, you know, the hell with all that. You know what I'm saying? I go through things where I'm like, I'm not doing enough. I'm like, kill all that noise. Nothing wrong with your life, personally. Nothing wrong with your life. You know, you're not cold, you're not hungry. You know what I'm saying? How it is you actually want to be right now, it's just you. That's all that comes down to, basically. You know? And it's pretty much that. Now, I will say this. You know what I'm saying? I was listening to on Facebook, somebody shared a clip. A friend of mine shared a clip what's my man name? Steve Harvey. At the end of the show on, what's the name of the show he does? Family Feud. He was talking to the audience about jumping. Now, I don't have to prove anything to anybody, but, you know, I've done that. I've jumped. You feel me? I have jumped. You know, didn't work out like I thought it would, but I understand what the universe is actually doing. A lot of things that happened to me because how I believe. You got to actually understand how you believe, why you believe what it is you believe. You know, I could blame it on my upbringing or my family lineage way back in my great-great-grandfather. You know, in my DNA coming from having 80% African DNA. You never know what that actually means, though. You feel what I'm saying? But what I'm getting at is I did make those steps. You know, I would even think, like, man, you know what? That shouldn't it be? Shouldn't it be, if you make that stand, shouldn't it work out like that? That's not necessarily the case. Firstly, do you have that vision of what you want to do? I didn't have, though. I wasn't into writing down my goals and things of this nature. I had a desire, but I didn't know exactly what it was I desired to do. I didn't have a face amount. I didn't have goals set out, you know, something that's concrete to where, you know, the universe, God, the infinite universe, to shape around what it is I actually vibrated to. For that matter, I didn't even know I had a home vibration or what my belief system even was at that time, if you would. So, going into that, you know, why do you believe what it is? See, the belief, you can have the belief that, you know, for one, first you have to have that desire, but if you don't have the belief that you can actually desire that you can get it or that you deserve it, then what are you doing? That in and of itself is another, you know, something else. Secondly, why is it that you believe what it is you believe? Now, you need to firstly have a desire and then have the belief. That's number two and number three. You see what I'm saying? You have a vision, that's number one. You have a picture of something that you want. Then you have to have a desire and understand that these things are coming to you at all times. They're coming to you quantumly quick. You just got to recognize them. That's all that is, basically. First, you got to understand that you understand what it is you're actually desiring. You might be desiring something, not know that you're desiring it. You see what I'm saying? Then you have to believe it. That's kind of like two-edged right there. You got to understand what it is you do believe now. Understand why you believe it. And if it's not consistent with what your desire and your vision is, start to believe what it is you will believe. You feel what I'm saying? I mean, start to get to that belief system, what it is. Now, number four, accepting that new reality. Once you have the desire, once you have that picture of what it is you want, you know what I'm saying, what it is you have that vision, then you start to get the desire for it. Then you start to understand your desire for it. Then you understand that when your belief system is in line with that, then, ladies and gentlemen, you have to accept it. That, I think, is a big one with a lot of people. I was having this conversation with somebody a couple of days ago when, you know, once we start to go for something, it was a strong conversation too. Once we start to get to that point where we start to, I was a young lady the other day. You know, her mom were going to Arizona before the start of business, but her mom backed out. You know, her mom is around my age. And, you know, it's a little bit more easier when you've not been conditioned as the younger lady in the situation was. You see that thing, you want to go for it, but you got slapped down a few times. You know, you might not want to dunk the basketball as much as you want to. Every time you jump up, you're getting dunked. You're getting blocked. You're hitting the front of the rim. You might want to try to shoot a jump shot or something like that tomorrow. But you get what I'm getting at. It's a little bit more conditioning. So a lot of times people, you know, they think about it, but then the first sign of trouble, you back down. You go, we have a tendency to run. We have a tendency to run back to what one might call our comfort zone. I believe one of the main reasons I did not get the job when I went to go work for Quicken Loans was they wanted me to constantly be uncomfortable. I didn't catch that at the time. I'm not going to try to go back. I understand there's another reason why I didn't get it, but really, you want to be in a position, you don't want to get comfortable. You want to be always learning, always improving, in that effect. So, step four is about accepting the new reality that you're going to go. But when you make that step, and you're running back, you know what I'm saying? I do recognize on some levels, I recognize on a lot of levels that I kind of cut bridges for myself in life. Not necessarily consciously. You know what I'm saying? But I kind of go. I'm at that point where I can't run back. Like if I was to say, "Oh man, things are tough. Let me go run back and join the army again." That's not something that even crossed my mind. Or let me go back to the post office. I was in a post office the other day getting a PO box, and I'm looking around. They got a thing where you don't know if there's a postal inspector. They got this little walkway that's up in the ceiling. And you got a little bitty thing where you don't know if somebody's in there, you don't know if somebody's in there or not. And you know, the postal inspector, it brought back memories, but I made great money post office, but I didn't, I wish I worked here. That wasn't the case. But you can believe that one. I was not that dude. But it served its purpose at said time. You feel what I'm saying? It served that purpose at that time. Now, that being said, I don't run back towards, now, that's not necessarily to say that I necessarily walk fervently every time towards something. Like I just right now, I wasn't necessarily walking towards something that I necessarily put into play. You know what I'm saying? I constantly set my butt down one day. Matter of fact, I left the house like 7 hours before I even had to hit the clock. You know, I would come down, hit a Starbucks, and just sit down and just let it stew. And I can honestly report that what I actually put into effect right now is something that I put in. But the thing is, you got to understand the obstacles that you put in place for yourself. I got people right now think they can tell me how to live my life for some reason. They think I work for them, and I'm in a business. I'm like, what do you think? I mean, I'm kind of flabbergasted at it. But the thing is, you don't want to be actually upset with them. You actually want to understand how is this actually you reflecting back to yourself. I don't understand it completely, but when I get down to it, what is your deepest desire? My deepest desire, technically speaking, is to do that writing. When I can swing around and do something else with this business, along with this writing, is teaching me other things that way. But you know what? You've got to get the three doors to even get me. And for the most part, I turn my phone off, my ringer off all day. That's part of the reason I get good sleep, to be honest with you. I get great sleep. So, that said, you know what I'm saying? It's all about what it is you want to do. So, in that fourth step, I've actually had to learn to accept the reality that I actually put into play. I actually have to recognize it in my case. You know what I'm saying? Let it be. Let it do what it's going to do. Get out of your own way. That's basically what I'm getting at to you, ladies and gentlemen. You know? Now, here is where I'm at right now on step 5. Now, according to my guy, Bashar, steps 1 through 3, that'll be vision, desire, belief, and acceptance. Accepting of the new reality is true. You know what I'm saying? That's really the setup for it. Now, step 5 is where the action actually starts at. Kind of get that one away, but, you know, it's where it all starts going. You have to actually intend it. You have to make those steps. You see, how was that scripture? Believe those things as though they were? Yeah, that's the terminology I'm looking for when I say that. So, really, technically speaking, you have to have some kind of intention. You have to have a focus on that. What are you doing? See, a lot of times we get these things together and we just sit and we wait for them to happen. That's not necessarily the case. Remember, you don't wait for reality to support you. You support the reality that you actually want to manifest in your life. Now you're doing one of the two at all at every measurable increment of time. One of the two. It's up to you. You feel what I'm saying? But it's what they would call your conscious commandment of your reality. The intention. You want something to come into play, but it has to be what you want, not what somebody else wants. You got to realize now that somebody technically can be stealing from you to build up their reality. You know what I'm saying? Using your energy, and it's not necessarily what you technically, going back to step two, desire. It's not according to your vision. Feel what I'm saying? So, you know, what is your intention? Are you doing that? Again, this is where I'm at. I am actually, as soon as I get off with you, now I've actually been off for this particular week, and after the last two that I actually, you know, I worked 7 days straight, 2 weeks in a row. And I was glad to be off. You know, I'm like I was really tired or anything. I get sleep. That's not the issue, but time is something that I needed. And, you know, I got good sleep this weekend. But I also was able to focus on what it is I'm actually doing right now, which is becoming a great writer. You know, learning avenues in it, you know. Only in writing, you know, I've been talking writing ever since I've been talking to you guys. You know, 1 to 144, I'm learning all kinds of stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's an investment that I made, and hey, bam. You know, it's something that's, you know, if you've got the discipline, you've got that intention, you've got that conscious commandment, it'll happen for you. Which goes into step six, action. You actually have to have action, or you have to act like you already have that reality you want. Now, the reality I really wanted was, I just wanted to be able to get to that point where I could become a great. Now, when I say I wanted to write, I didn't just want to write and not be known, be honest with you. I wanted to write stuff that people read, become a best-selling author. Now, when I say I put down some stuff on paper a little bit almost 11 months ago, I wanted to write books according to the stuff that I actually talk about right now. And I actually wanted to write stuff, but also I wanted to write stuff that would be able to be adapted to screenplays for movies, and for screenplays for movies and television, things of this nature. You know what I'm saying? It's actually coming into fruition that particular way. You know what I'm saying? Now, a part of that is being in action, that part of that being, bring that to fruition. You don't want to hang out with people who don't believe that you could do it, don't believe that they could do it. Again, you will be the sum of the five people that you hang out with the most, and the books you read over the next 5 years or something to this effect. This is why I want to be by myself. You know, it's not a knock against the family or anything of that nature. I'm laughing. I had the TV on, looking at this Little Caesars commercial where it got the corporate scapegoat, Chet Wallaby. You know, that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I honestly want to do it that way. Now, if you've understood anything I'm talking about right now, ladies and gentlemen, you know I'm not the problem. My belief system is not the problem. It's actually, I put it in effect, and I've actually mastered step number 7 without even knowing I mastered it. I honestly did that one. Because step number 7 is detachment. In other words, you have a vision, which is step number 1. You got a desire, you have a strong emotion to bring it into fruition, to get things rolling. Then you have that belief. You align your belief system with that. You know, that is to say, understand why you believe what you believe, what's holding you back. Then start to believe what it is you need to do to bring that into what's calling, right? So then you have accept that new reality that you've now created, which is the setup. Then you have the intention, the focus. Then you start to act like you already have that. But then you have to do what's called detachment. That means, it's like I was talking to one of the guys at work the other day. He was talking about, you know, stock market and stuff. I didn't really know anything about that stuff. I just wanted to know what he was talking about, you know, what that's all about. But they have to check the stock market every day. There's some risk involved. I'm like, you can't do that with this. Put it in effect and go out and start living, because it's not about to, even though things are more quantumly quick than they usually were, than they normally were, then I don't know, but they work quicker than they used to be. You know, that's because, you know, we're going to, as a whole, we're the earth and all that. The reality is actually, you know, ascending to another reality, going to what most people call the fourth or fifth division, whatever you're going to, we get into another time. But it actually speaks to the things that you think about that come together a little bit more quicker than they used to. You know what I'm saying? But now you have to be to that point where you want to be to that point where you're detaching from it. You know, you've got the vision, the desire, the belief. You accept that new reality that you want to put into place. You know, and you have the intention. Then you act like you already got what you want, and then you have to simply detach from it. Give up I guess that's number 2. You got to give up any expectation, if you would, that it actually has to come into fruition. You know what I'm saying? And that's not necessary. That really goes back to step 3 when it's talking about belief. If you believe it, it's going to come through. It's uncertainty. In the secret, they call it, they refer to it as unwielding faith. In other words, you have that vision. You know what I'm saying? Faith and believing are two different things. You have faith as the evidence of things hoped for, and the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. So you have that vision. You know what I'm saying? It's the head chemist of the mind, as it's spoken about in that book, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Now, that's faith. You see what I'm saying? It's like, matter of fact, an excellent story in there where I'm taking it. I forget the guy's name, but somebody took Cortez, that was his name. When they took the gentleman from, he took his people from, they sailed around the world. They sailed from around the world, and then he took all the supplies from the boat and took everything to shore. Then he gave the orders, hey, y'all go back out there and y'all burn them ships. I can imagine, but, you know, back in them days, people did what they were told to do. So they burned the ships. It was like, you know, let's say we're still on the shore, and they watched their only transportation, the only way out, burn down. And it's like, you know what, you see those ships, they're burning. Now, the only way you get to go home is if you win. That's faith, my people. See what I'm saying? You have to detach from it. In other words, not forget about it like I damn near did, but not like I damn near did, but let it go. If you got the vision, you have the desire for it, you believe it, you accept it, you accept the intention, and you've acolyted, just go ahead and wait for it to do what it's going to do. And you know that'll be that. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go ahead and let it go right now. I don't know exactly when I'll be back. But, again, you know Sundays is pretty much a good look, even though I didn't do it last Sunday. Actually, I got up. I was about to get up and do the show. I actually got up, but I was, you know, I was a little bit under the weather last week. And I got up, and it was like, you know, I had to chill. I laid right back down. And, you know, I'm not going to do the show half-assed like that. Excuse my language on that. But I'm not going to do the show in that type of manner where I am, you know, just doing it for the sake of doing it. I do endeavor to give you a good product here, ladies and gentlemen. And Friday, I was up, but it just didn't work out for some reason that day. Like, but then again, with some soon as something comes, it might be tomorrow. But like, I got something that I got to talk about. With that said, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure being of service to you right now. Actually, if you're listening to this show, via, the link that I send out, if you'd like to call in and you'd like to have a say or have a comment on the show, the area code, the phone number for live guests is actually area code 646-787-1879. I say again, 646-787-1879. Now, also, ladies and gentlemen, all of my shows are archived since the inception of this show, and that'll be at www.blogtalkradio.com/oneinthespirit. That is the O-N-E variety of one, not the number one, but O-N-E, oneinthespirit.com. For your listening pleasure, go ahead and take a quick listen on something. Something on there can be of use to you in your journey. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, your host, Vaughn Roberts. It's been a pleasure being of service to you. And with that, I'm chucking them deuces. One.